As we gather on this day that the Lord has made, and we seek to rejoice and to be glad in it, what a joy to gather in a place of worship. On Tuesday morning around 9 o'clock, there'll be some who will gather here to decorate for the upcoming Vacation Bible School, and what a joy it will be to once again to host and to put on VBS and invite children to come and to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you would like to come and gather to help, we will be doing that on Tuesday morning. On Thursday morning will be our next Jenny's Lunch, and you will see the menu before you, the egg salad and tuna salad sandwiches, and all around wonderful time as we gather and to commune together. What a joy and delight that is. And then notice the need for additional help for VBS and refreshments, and thank you for many who are participating in that and helping us during this wonderful time. I received an update on a prayer chain that was sent out regarding Mark Hirschfield. Mark unfortunately passed away on Thursday. And if you can keep the Hirschfield family in prayer, and also Gloria Orlip in prayer. And all right, I think that's all the announcements and updates that I have. Are there any additional announcements? And I see Nancy's hand.
Yes, Karen asked me to let everybody know that we still need Jell-O cups and sugar cookies. So if you're willing to buy either one of them, let me know.
Jell-O pops and sugar cookies.
Jell-O cups.
Okay, I trust you heard. I'm not hearing it too well.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And sugar cookies.
I heard the sugar cookies. All right, thank you. Larry.
Yeah, first for the Gray family and the loss of their brother, Bruce Ellen's.
Oh, my.
Ellen Orlick's brother.
Oh, my. Okay. So, pray for the Olaf family, and also you mentioned Mark as well. I didn't know Bruce. Thank you for sharing that, Larry. Are there any others? Yes.
A friend of mine asked that we would keep him in our prayers today. He's my Bible study leader down in Tennessee, and he was called to cover church this Sunday and next Sunday at one of the churches to give the sermon, and he asked for prayers this morning. His name is Jerry.
Jerry?
Yes, he's a very faithful gentleman. Always willing to help.
And we will remember these prayer requests as we gather in just a little bit for prayer. And I want to encourage you to lift these needs throughout this week in our prayers. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. Let us prepare for worship during this time of prelude. Our times are in thy hand. I'm going to invite us to gather for our introit. If you're able to stand with us, I invite you to do so. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Sentences this morning will come to us from Genesis chapter 28, just a few verses there. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And your descendants shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And by you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth bless themselves.
Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know.
And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place! There is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone which he had put under his head and set it for a pillar and poured oil on top of it.
He called the name of that place Bethel, but by the name of the city it was Luz after
first. Jacob's ladder. What a wonderful narrative. Let us continue our worship, please, with our first hymn of praise, More About Jesus.
To our soul, for of his sake.
Thank you. You may be seated. We paid the electric bill. The lights came back on. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he might have mercy upon them. And to our God, that he might abundantly pardon. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. According to your promises declared to the world in Jesus Christ our Lord, hear us as we spend a few moments in silent prayer and reflection. Hear us as we pray. Forgive us, O God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare us as we confess our faults and restore all who are penitent. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the words of the assurance that these are not just words we have just prayed, but there are words that God hears. And bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Beloved people of God, believe this good news, and let us live in the loving kindness of our God. Lord, have mercy on us. Come and heal our land. Cleanse with your fire, heal with your touch. Humbly we bow and call. Let us affirm what we believe by saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Hear these words our Lord Jesus Christ have said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul. This is the great and first commandment. The second one is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commands depends all of the law and all of the prophets. Amen. Our words of assurance will come to us from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12.
Morning. Words of assurance, Psalm 139, 1 through 12. To the choir master, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Thou searchest out my path in my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou dost beset me behind and before, and layest thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to thee. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is at light with thee. Amen.
This is the word of the Lord. Ministry of Music, at home, with Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. What a wonderful place to be. Our next hymn of praise, 47, God will take care of you. Many of us know that to be true, that God indeed takes care of us. Let us ask God's blessing upon this word. Good and gracious God, as we once again read your word and consider this text, this sacred text, words from Jesus, we ask your blessing upon them. And not only that you will bless your word, but our ears might hear your words, our hearts will receive them, and our lives will live them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our lectionary, once again this week, will bring us to parables of Jesus. And like last week, Jesus explains this parable. want to speak for just a little bit on sowing seed. Sowing seed. Our text is split in two different sections, as it were, last week. Matthew chapter 13. I'm going to read verses 24 through 30. And then we'll skip down to verse 36 through 43. Another parable he put before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barns.'" And then down to verse 36. "Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and the disciples came to him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed means the sons of the kingdom, and the weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth.'" And then verse 43 as the last. "Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." What wonderful words that Jesus would share with the disciples, in that he explains to them what is happening. Well, back in those days, it was not uncommon for those who would plant wheat to want to guard their harvest. And they would work hard to make sure that what they planted would grow real well, would grow successfully. And yet, there was also known to be those, if you did not like your neighbor and you wanted to destroy their wheat harvest, you would sneak at night and you would sow weeds or tares, as the passage mentions. You would sow tares in their field. And if the farmer was not aware too well, and he were to extract the tares too soon, he would also damage the wheat. And when Jesus tells this story, there are a whole bunch of people in that crowd who understood what he was talking about. We live in a day and age where times are different than they were a few years ago. I'm a baby boomer, and I can remember, well, to be truthful, I just about made it. I'm right on the edge, 64. So some of you baby boomers who are at the top of the list, things are different nowadays than they were when I was being reared. People are nastier, meaner. We discover how to hurt each other quickly. And the question sometimes comes, why does God allow people to continue to do hurt and harm in this old world? That's not unlike the parable. Matthew begins this text with saying, the kingdom of heaven. That is a very famous and popular saying that Matthew had. He loves that saying. He says it over and over and over again. We skip two parables in the reading. If you read in between, you'll notice Jesus talked about the parable of the mustard seed, and then he talked about how that there was one woman who took and hid a measure of flour and had leaven, and he's describing how the kingdom of heaven is. And yet the disciples, hearing all of that, went into a house and said, well, Jesus, this parable about the field fascinates us. What does it mean? And so Jesus explains it. The man who sows the seed is the Son of Man. That's Jesus. The seed are the sons of the kingdom, daughters of the kingdom, children of God, us. And then the one who sows the tares, the enemy, is the devil. And the tares are the evil ones. And they all together linger in the world. And you would think that God would say, snatch up the evil out of the world. And yet he does not. They linger for a purpose. Now, Peter was one who was there with the disciples and who asked Jesus the question. And if you look all the way to his epistle, Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 writes, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all succumb to repentance. And I wonder if Peter understood, after having heard this particular parable, of why will God allow the sons of the evil one in this world and the children of God in this world continue to linger together. Because when you snatch up the tares too quickly, you also ruin the wheat. And by the way, the tares look awful similar to wheat seeds. They look almost alike. And you really have to distinguish them differently. You know, the devil is a masquerader, he's a counterfeit. And he wants to pretend to be holy. He wants to pretend to be godly. And yet God, in God's own economy and plan, allows the evil and the children of God to linger together. Why? Because before long, those who are in the world, because of the witness of believers, come to trust Jesus as their Savior. That's the witness we have in this whole world. To go into a world dipped into the world and inspire a world aloof from God to come to faith in Jesus Christ. The very first time I met folks from this church was a long time ago, and I think it was in the late 80s, maybe 90s, when a group of you came to the rescue mission to serve a hot meal. And you would come. Scott would bring young people with him, and some of you will come, and in the midst of inner city Schenectady, and you would share a devotional, and sometimes even after the meal, when there was extra food, you would sit down and eat with those who would come in from the street. And that made an impact on their lives. And that made an impact on my life. That was my first exposure to Wastana Reformed Church. And by God's grace, God's called me here. We have opportunities to continue to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in our world. We talk about our food pantry. One of the things we do not say for those who gather for food is, can you recite the Apostles' Creed? We do it every Sunday. So in order for you to recite the creed, we do not say, can you say the Lord's Prayer? We don't say any of that. It doesn't matter to us whether a person can say those things. What our desire is to live the life of Jesus. And if someone doesn't know the Lord, then they might come to know him because of your witness. When we have Vacation Bible School, and I get excited, it's hard work. You talk to anyone, it's hard work. And by the time Thursday comes, I'm thinking, oh, one more day. But I still love it because the children come and they do those silly songs. And bless my heart, those every stinking year, excuse me, sorry, every blessed, beloved year, when the songs are being sung, they spin around. And I love to sing with them. I can't spin anymore, my God. And they keep on spinning. And you look at the kid, and they just love it. They're eating that up. And they love the refreshments, and they love the crafts, and they love the Bible stories, how interactive they are. They love that. I never shall forget, there was a family who gathered, and they were coming, and they told us at the beginning of the week, we're not going to be here on Wednesday because our family is going to take a trip up north. We're going to a pleasure land, like Great Escape or something like that. And we're going up there. So we won't be here Wednesday. Okay, that's fine. Wednesday, they were there. And they came in, they said, we decided we didn't want to go up to the Great Escape, we want to come here. Wow. That's because of you. That's because of you. And you say, well, we live in a world where when we go to the grocery store, or when we're driving, and bless my soul, this happens so often, and you're trying to pull out to the road, there's no one behind you, and someone cuts you off and goes slow in front of you. We are children of God, and this world is looking for people who show Jesus. So how do we respond when that happens? Do we hit the horn? Where are you going? Or do we say, okay, I'll just let you go on, and I'm not going to allow that to get me down. How do we respond? A number of years ago, for about a few years, as a teenager, we would visit a family in the church. It was an elderly couple. And a lady, Mrs. Fagans, a godly, saintly elderly lady loved Jesus, and she loved to sing, and she loved to read the word, for her husband was not a believer. He wasn't saved. And she would ask us to come and to witness, share the gospel with him. And for a few months, every other week, we would come to their house, and we would share the gospel. And we've done that for a number of years. 4 or 5 years we did that. Well, he would not respond. But he did respond to the witness of his wife. You see, she quietly lived the love of Jesus in his presence. And she came, and he came to know Jesus as his Savior. Jesus gives this parable to us, and he reminds us, in this world are sons of the evil one. But God is not slow concerning his promise. He does not want even the sons of the evil one to perish. He's long-suffering for them so that they might come to repentance. And beloved, the way they come to repentance is that you and I share the light of Jesus with him. You say, you mean get around with people of the world, and what if people talk about me and say, well, they did that to Jesus. You see, when Jesus called Matthew, tax collector, to follow him, Matthew said, I'm going to set a party. I'm going to call a party. I'm going to invite all of my friends to the party. Well, at that point, Matthew had a lot of unsaved friends. And they all came to the party. And guess where Jesus was? Right smack dab in the middle. Loving them with the love that he loves you and I. And the Pharisees looked at that and said, well, bless my soul. If he calls himself a religious person, shouldn't he know that he's with sinners? How can he be with sinners? Well, he could be with them because he's known as a friend of sinners. And I'm so glad he was, and he is, beloved, because I wouldn't be standing here if he wasn't. Nor were you. So Jesus tells this parable. And he says that there are those whom are children of God in this world, and there's children of the evil one that's in this world. And God will take care of all of that at the end of the age. We don't have to worry about that. I don't spend my time going through the week wondering who's saved and who's not saved, because that's not my duty. My duty is just to love you. To love you with the love of Jesus. And you say, well, what if someone doesn't know the Lord? Just love them. Love them with Jesus' love. They'll eventually come. It may take a few years, but this world is looking for something that makes a difference, something that's real. How can someone who's gone through a horrible, horrendous, difficult times still say, praise the Lord, anyhow? This too will pass. When God comes and he finds faith in the earth, it might be because you and I continue to live amongst the weeds in our lives, influencing the weeds toward Jesus, so that the words that we say and the way that we respond and the way that we live continue to show others for Christ. So keep it up, church, Westonna Reformed Church. Thank you. Thank you for the witness that you are. Keep it up, church, when we walk out these doors in just a little bit and go throughout our day. And bless my soul, because I use that example. I'm heading to do a surprise visit for Garrett. I can say that because he's not listening to this. I hope he's not listening. And don't you know, somebody's going to cut me off. and I have to practice what I preach. I'll try not to honk the horn, but to remember, well, maybe they're in a rush, and maybe I could just say a prayer for them, because they need to get somewhere quicker than I do. And I don't, my prayer is not, I pray a trooper will stop them. My prayer is, God, wherever they may go, would you help them and protect them and keep them safe? You know what that does? That not only ministers to them, but it also changes me, so that I'm no longer a conundrum behind the wheel. All right, I don't know where that came from. All right, listen. Father God, when you gave this parable, you reminded us that we're living in a kingdom where there, in this kingdom now, that has the seeds of the evil one. And instead of us trying to pluck them out of our way to make sure we all Christians and we stay with our small little group and us four and no more, help us, Holy Father, to live in such a way that even the seeds of the evil one will take notice and they want to become children of God because of the love of Jesus that we share and the light that we carry. We pray in your most holy name. Amen. I will ask our ushers to come as we receive our tithes and offerings. Praise for the opportunity to receive these gifts. We ask for a blessing upon them. In Christ's name, amen. Let us pass the peace. Thank you. joy to gather together once again. And how can you nicely say, let's gather back together? You know, that didn't come up from up here. Oh, bless my soul. You know, years ago, I came up with a bright idea that one of the ways that I was going to signal that there was a time for us to quit passing the peace or whatever else we were doing was that I would sing. I would just stand up here and I would just sing. I would start singing. And, oh, watch it now. Farmers are to be seen and not heard. But I thought in doing that you would join with me in singing, but you never did. You sat there like a cow looking at a new gate. Golly! So we don't do that anymore. So Jimmy will be our official greeter now for now on. And all right. Let's straighten up here, McCurdy. Colleen is not here, so I'm goofing around a little bit more. Then she's at a service today at the Episcopal Church in Amsterdam and joining them in worship. Okay. Let us pray together. I wonder if there's other prayer requests before I pray that we did not mention. We were praying for Bruce's family, for Mark's family. We pray for Jerry as he ministers the word this week and weeks to come. Are there additional prayer requests? Yes, ma'am.
Prayers for a young father named Brendan who was in a motorcycle accident and is having skin grafts done now and had to have tendon repair.
Brendan? Every time I see motorcycles, I pray hard for them. So often they are not seen. And so let's pray for this young man. Are there any others? I see Linda, and then I see Gracia.
My friend Joanne up at Indian Lake. I'm going to be seeing her this week. And she's coming down, but she has a lot of serious health concerns, and I told her we'd be praying for her.
Just keep Joanne in our prayers. Gracia?
I like to remember our military, and especially those families that have lost their loved ones this past week.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Two friends that texted me difficulties they were having. I didn't ask them, could I ask for prayer, but I believe they would appreciate it for Patty and her husband, and also for Carol.
Okay.
And both for health and also just problems in general, family problems, I guess.
Because this is going out, I'm just going to say two friends. Okay, with that, and God would know specifically those needs, and as we pray for Patty. I said I wouldn't go doing that, just said his name. Help me, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, as we gather together in your presence, what a joy it is to know that when we lift our voices to the hills, it's not unlike the scripture we read this morning when Jacob had a division of the Jacob's ladder and the angels coming up and down. And then the voice of God speaking, you are high in the heavens. You are surrounded with angelic beings in worship. And yet, your attention is bent low to the cries of your children. Hear our prayers. As we pray for those who mourn the death of loved ones, Mark, who had died, and Bruce, we pray for the Orlop family, loved ones, and friends. Gather to them and comfort and solace. We pray for Brendan, who was involved in a motorcycle accident. We pray as he's receiving care that the treatment and the skin grafts that he will receive will be successful. It will lend in healing. We pray for Jerry as he ministers your word. Equip him with the understanding of scripture and the boldness to continue to proclaim, and the physical stamina to minister to the churches to which he's been called. For Joanne, with health concerns, with these two friends that Elaine has mentioned, and you know the needs, Holy Father. You know the cares that's there, and the prayer requests, whether it is physical, material, or other. Father, we lift these two to you. May they even sense your presence with them now, because we are praying. We pray for the families of the military personnel who have died in this war that's happening, or the conflict, whatever we want to call it, that's happening now. We pray for the family and the loved ones. We pray for the missing soldier. I do not know whether this person has been found or not. We pray for our military and their families. We pray, Father, for the victims of war, as the bombs are falling all over the place and other weaponry items that's happening that doesn't make our news, but it's happening in our world, the strife that's there. Father, the brokenness in families, the struggles that many live with day in and day out, we pray for these. We pray, Holy Father, that your mercy and grace will be there, but you will also use us. Remind us that you use us as lights and witnesses of your grace to others around us. And we ask that you will hear our prayers if we spend a few moments in silent prayer. And we remember the words who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our last hymn of praise, Be Still My Soul. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.